Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Roger Ailes, former chairman and chief executive of the Fox News Channel, has died at age 77. You know, Ailes presided over the cable news outlet from a conservative perspective with that rabble-rousing of right-wing talk radio to produce a singularly influential media machine. Fox News Channel was an outgrowth of Fox TV, which Rupert Murdoch built into a fourth broadcast network by buying six TV stations from Metro Media back in 1985. They started with just 17 million cable subscribers, but by 2015, it was in 87 million households, thanks to Roger. But Ailes' reign at Fox ended abruptly in 2016, right in the middle of the presidential campaign, after on-air host at Fox News, Gretchen Carlson, alleged that Ailes had sabotaged her career when she refused to have sex with him. Well, following Carlson's accusations, 25 other women, including Fox most prominent female anchor, Megyn Kelly, came forward to say that Ailes had sexually harassed them over his five decades in the TV business. Now, Fox actually paid Carlson $20 million to settle her harassment claim against Ailes, and within weeks, Ohio University removed his name from their newsroom, which it had named after its most famous alumni. The university also returned Ailes' $500,000 gift he had made to his alma mater, and less than a month after he left Fox, Ailes reemerged as leader of the prep camp, where businessman and Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump prepared for his TV debates against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And as they say, the rest is history. And moving right along, Amber Rose is currently recovering from an extremely disturbing experience. Well, a stranger broke into her house earlier this week and stayed there for hours while she and others in her home slept blissfully unaware. Now, sources close to the talk show host report that the unidentified man gained entry to her home Wednesday morning by breaking a kitchen window and entering through the pantry. The suspect actually stayed in the house for 4 hours. Amber, her mother, her son, her assistant, and the bodyguards were all asleep. Her assistant even woke up and made a snack for herself. The suspect was hanging out unseen in another area of the house. Now, TMZ is reporting that Amber only noticed the broken window later that day when she checked a surveillance footage tape and discovered that he had entered the home in the middle of the night and then left hours later without stealing anything. I gotta tell you, this was the second celebrity break-in this week. I reported yesterday that ASAP's house was broken into as well on the same day, except this culprit got away with $1.5 million in goods. You know what? I think celebrities are going to have to stop flaunting all the bling. Just saying. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.